producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America's Night. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, none better than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. I'll tell you what, Bob, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. It's crazy now what's going on with the former defense secretary and CIA director, Leon Panetta. But, of course, he had a book come out. It just dropped on Tuesday, and controversy sells. So Panetta's taken a few swacks at President Obama as far as national security is concerned, especially with this whole fight with ISIS, saying he could have done something before and questioning how he leads.
Well, you know, there are some things that Panetta said about the president's leadership in the sense that, and this is a criticism of the president, but I think it shows he's really a nice person, you know, in the fact that the president, you know, couldn't understand logically how somebody wouldn't work with him for the good of the whole, and he would then kind of drop it and not pursue them. Panetta also criticizes him for not being part of the blood sport of D.C. You know, you get what you want, even if you have to force somebody or politically, quote, go after them, you know, cut their hands off politically. So he criticized the president for that. The one part where he says, you know, about the president not pushing Maliki enough, the prime minister of Iraq, and also the president, you know, pulling the troops out. Well, president promised to do that, you know, and he promised to end the war. And so, you know, people wanted that to happen. And now, of course, everybody's second guessing, you know, what should happen. But if you go back historically, Kate, the Iraqi army and military were disarmed by the Bush administration under Rumsfeld, completely 400,000 people. They took their jobs away, their paychecks, and they sent them loose around the country. So this has been a historic nightmare, frankly, from the day we invaded Iraq forward.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding about that. That is true. You know, what was it? How many years ago? Pulling out and in 2011 after so much blood, money, sweat, tears, everything else. And then you were there, you know, you saw what happened. It's something that we just never, I mean, I don't know, do we ever even get beyond this? It's like, it's like an octopus. I don't think we get beyond Iraq for a very long time.
Well, we don't. It's went through how many presidents now? You know, yeah. It'll be through the next couple.
Yeah, crazy. This is scary to me, and you sent me a little thing on it, and I was looking at that later in the day. This thing about the Facebook pages of a military guy, an Air Force guy, and his son were just getting bombarded by nasty messages after sympathizers for the Islamic State were pushing their followers to target them online. Wow, there's nothing we can do about this?
Well, no, you know, while they'll try to track down who it is, the Army Bulletin, we talked about on your show last week, we mentioned the Army Bulletin warning people of this. Now you've got an Air Force father, his teenage son, they were targeted, and ISIS put out the social network, you know, go after them. Now, and some of this is homegrown. I mean, these are, you know, coming from within America, a lot of harassment, infidel, die, et cetera. Now, I must say, this new group, ISIS, has got al-Qaeda beat on terror tactics, the beheadings, the harassment. So this was something that we were aware of. I am assuming if they're internal in America, Facebook's going to be able to work with the government to decide who these people are that are doing this. But just, you know, word of caution, I guess, to just be careful of the postings on Facebook, what you post.
Boy, absolutely. That's why I post innocuous things about my neighbors who have too many blow-ups for Halloween, and that's it.
I post some political things once in a while, and then I have such an eclectic, diverse group, then they attack each other. They forget about me.
That's what you do. You just stir the pot, Bob, and you
exactly.
Let everybody else go after each other. Oh, that's funny. Hey, speaking of stirring the pot, this is huge. Really, is the Justice Department going to investigate currency manipulation? That's huge if that's true.
Well, it is, and there are about 12-some banks involved. I mean, the biggies are out there. Now, this time, Kate, is going to be a complete different world. This is a new precedent. They're going to go after individuals. You know, the banks were deemed too big to fall, too big to go after individuals and charge them with crimes. And I think that's something, if Eric Holder had had to do it again, he would have not given them a pass. And I think towards the end of his time here, that's what you're seeing, the beginning of charging an individual. So it's not only the manipulation of the currency and going after the banks, but they're going to go after individuals. And I'll bet you in the next year or two, we're going to see more of this. And the Congress is going to have to come back eventually and change the charter, because the banks have been protected. If you go after the individuals, the whole bank charter can go down. I don't know why that is. You know, they should be able to charge crimes on the individuals. So brand new day. And then this is huge. This is a biggie.
Yeah, I think it's huge, too. All right, Bob Ney, thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
So in talking to Bob Ney there, you hear the conversation about ISIS, and we have some information on some crazy things that are happening. One in Australia, as our pal Jack will join us with a terror plot that was unfolding there. And in England, four men are in custody now. They were arrested on suspicion of planning an act of terrorism, and the police commissioner there said it was quite a serious case, is how he described it after the details started to unfold a little bit later in the day. They arrested, you know, two of the guys. They're 20 years old. And then there's a couple others that are 21. But it's very rare in England to actually execute warrants with armed officers unless the threat is deemed pretty serious, and that's exactly what Scotland Yard is saying. They said that the four are being held on suspicion related to what they're calling, in British terms, commission, preparation, or instigation of an act of terrorism. They haven't detailed exactly where or when the attacks might have happened or what they might have involved. This is 2 weeks after the cops arrested at least 10 others in the UK on suspicion of terror offenses, too, including supporting a banned organization and encouraging terrorism. So they're really, really watching it in the UK for some of the things that have happened. And, you know, two British aid workers are believed to have been beheaded by ISIS in addition to the two Americans. So England is, of course, one of the nations that have gone after the Islamist extremist group militarily in Iraq. And, you know, while others like the U.S. and some of the rest of the coalition are focusing on Syria, so they think the link is to the Syrian-Iraq group, to ISIS, basically. And they're saying that it was the campaign that they had, or that they were going to try to do in England, was going to be, you know, absolutely unbelievable and could have taken the lives of so many people. But they weren't giving many more details than that. But the thing that you have to think about is, in England, they don't do that kind of thing. You know, they think about 500 Brits have actually gone to Iraq and Syria to fight with ISIS and even ISIS, rather, and some other Islamist groups, and maybe this is part of it, what they're starting to uncover, some of these links, because they're trying to figure out who are the people who are leaving and tracing where they went and when they left and coming back. That's that whole passport thing, and perhaps this is partially how they tripped onto it. All right, stay with us. Much more on terror plots and such on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Unease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's cautious and she knows just what it takes to make a problem. She got credit gobble in her side. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home with her appetite.
All right, the Nationals, by the way, are on their last strike in the game of their life as they're trying to get by the Giants or even that series up instead of going home, but it's not looking very good. And as you know, we are all about baseball madness here. So in the world of sports, it was kind of a crazy day. The Dodgers, I'll throw this in. I had actually a bunch of you email me about this. The Dodgers weren't able to do it. They went down thanks to a three-run home run that Clayton Kershaw gave up 3-2. They lose. The St. Louis Cardinals move on in the National League. There's a lot of you that were cheering for St. Louis, and that's it for the Dodgers, and most likely that's it for the Nationals. Probably two. So in between all of this, we're mixing in this conversation, as you heard with Bob Ney at the top, and what's going on with ISIS. Lots and lots of terror threats in the UK, the big arrests of four, and again, especially serving the war and coming down with armed, you know, cops. They don't do that very often in London. So they had some hard info, intel. And of course there, the UK is like ground zero, breeding place, if you will, for Brits who then go off and fight as part of this Islamic militant group. So I think it's going to be traced back to, of course, tons of that. Apparently, there was also something that went down in Australia, too, as well. So our pal Jack Alexander joins us now. And Jack, you heard me talking about what happened in England, and I guess equally something pretty scary in Australia. What went on?
Well, I got four sort of interlinked big stories here. The Australian equivalent to the ROTC system, the military cadet systems in high schools in Australia, are now telling their cadets not to wear their uniforms in public places. They're showing an exuberance of caution for the kids. Now, the military cadet system is a development program run in high schools in Australia for kids from 12 to 18 years of age and covers all three branches of the Australian military. Now, this is hot on the heels of a local military base in Melbourne that has told their members not to wear their uniforms off base because the community where this base is located has a predominant Muslim population and may cause offence. Now, obviously, veterans groups in and around Melbourne are up in arms at the moment. These people and these kids put on the uniform to serve the country, and now their service is being deemed offensive. Also, speaking on the military, Australian Air Force F-18 aircraft took part in their first combat mission but did not drop any ordnance because of a messed up rule of engagement that has been placed on Australian military personnel that if they cannot drop their or engage the enemy without collateral damage, they may face war crimes prosecutions when they return home. So a flight of F-18s took part in an operation over the weekend but did not drop their ordnance.
Wow, how insane is that?
Yeah, this is how messed up it is. I spoke with a contact of mine from one of the special forces groups that is likely to be deployed shortly, and he confirmed this was going to be their rule of engagement. So which is really messed up. Now, also over the weekend, it came out that 11 terror suspects, mostly women and children, have been detained coming into Australian airports, including one here in Melbourne just a day or so ago, where a woman had secreted in her baby's diaper a USB stick with all sorts of pro-ISIS videos and PDF files for local publication.
Wow.
Which has really got things messed up. And the Prime Minister has had to come out and admit that while the Australian government can ban hate preachers like that of, say, the Westboro Baptist Church or the Koran-burning preacher from Florida, Terry Jones, under Australia's existing racial and religious tolerance laws, can do nothing legally to ban groups such as Hizb ut-Tahrir, which is a close affiliate of ISIS, from sending representatives to Australia to actually actively recruit Australians to go and commit jihad.
Wow, that's shocking. I mean, you wind back to the whole thing about not wearing the uniform. That's ridiculous.
It is. Now, my military career started as an Army cadet in high school. I then went to the Army Reserve and, loved it so much, I went full-time. That's pretty much the standard progression of a lot of kids, from my generation, on how we got introduced to military service. Absolutely ridiculous. Army reservists are being told not to wear their uniforms coming to base, for their once-week training. to bring their uniforms secreted in the trunks of their car so they can't be seen and get changed on base prior to a parade night. You know, this
wow.
is sort of political garbage that's going on. And a lot of this is stemmed from a soldier that was assaulted out front of Sydney, Sydney military headquarters last week, when a bunch of Muslim youths tried to attack an Australian Army officer. Bad mistake on their part, because he turned out to be a recent retiree from one of our special forces units, and pretty much left them in a bloody pile on Martin Plaza.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is just, that's just crazy. And people must be reacting to this. They can't, what they're serving up here in all these different directions of what you've described to us, the people, for the most part, cannot be happy about that in Australia.
Look, the Return Servicemen's League, which is our a big social and advocacy group for veterans, it's been around for over 100 years. They are livid at what is going on. You know, considering, you know, we don't do in Australia, there's not the big thank you for your service thing that happens in the United States. We have, you know, groups like the RSL clubs, where veterans such as myself from all of the conflicts will go and we'll get together, we'll have a couple of drinks and so on, and you know, it's very cathartic for a veteran
sure.
to go to these sorts of places, and you know, they are the protectors of an advocate for veterans' benefits and so on. And they are livid at what is going on, especially considering it's targeting 12-year-old kids who are, you know, trying to get that, you know, work out what they want to do in life. So they get involved with the military cadet system to get that in introduction. You know, most kids, we don't have school-run school bus systems here. Most kids who take the bus to school hop on regular public transport to go to and from school in either their school uniforms, or if it's a cadet training day, they will go to school in their military uniform.
Sure.
You know, now these kids are being bullied on the buses or in the streets for them being involved in the military cadet system.
Wow.
So-called moderate Muslims.
Wow. Just not right. Boy, just not right. Absolutely crazy, Jack. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you, that was a great update on your part, but it is absolutely stunning to me that that's how they treat this whole situation. But you've talked about it before. Thanks for the call, Jack. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more here on America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, in the meantime, on the heels of what we just heard from our pal Jack in Australia, how about this? The FBI on Tuesday asked for your help and mine on, and anybody in identifying the English-speaking militant who is helping to execute Syrian soldiers in a recruitment video from last month. So they're saying, you know, help us identify this jihadist thinking in this execution video, that maybe someone's going to be able to come up with a name, and that's why the reach, that somebody might recognize and be able to help them with key pieces of information. And this is part of the sort of outreach to help identify any of the people that wanted to travel overseas to fight with a terror group. We had the team that was stopped the other day in Chicago, so they've been trying to analyze the recruitment featuring the English-speaking jihadists, and they can see his appearance in the video, and they think it's significant because they say he comes across as articulate and persuasive and perhaps somebody of influence in the group. And there are a number of guys digging a ditch behind him. His face is covered except for his eyes. And he claims in the video that there are Syrian soldiers assigned to a 17th Division military base near the Syrian city of Raqqa, and who, after an ISIS attack, were digging their own graves in the place where they were stationed. Very, very strange thing. And the men in the video were, they say they look pretty much like they were soldiers. And it shows a group of them executing the men then who fall into the ditch. And, oh my goodness, is there, you know, these people have absolutely zero regard for human life. Not that we didn't know that before. So they're trying to figure out that he's from the West. Sounds like he's educated in the West. He could be an American, could be a Canadian. And if that's true, he would be the first North American jihadist to commit a war crime on camera. Think about that. Could be an American, could be a Canadian. I mean, clearly this is a would seem to be a manipulated, masterful stroke from the ISIS point of view, calculated to pull this guy in and put him on camera because he seems sort of American, and then the message would be aimed at a Western audience. You know, the FBI director who was on one of the talk shows on Sunday, I think 60 Minutes, said that they're tracking dozens of Americans, and we already knew that, that have joined the group inside Syria. But how misguided would that be? So now you not only join up, take your passport, the thought is you may come back, and we have to have tabs on these people. But instead, there he is on camera and doing that, you know, on foreign soil in Syria. So it must be someone who's troubled. It must be somebody who's misguided and sucked into this propaganda. And they decide that they're going to train, that they hear about it through the internet, and they decide that they're going to engage in jihad, this lone wolf idea. But the lone wolf who leaves the territory and actually goes and joins up with ISIS, just absolutely incredible. And, you know, last month there were more than 15,000 foreign fighters, they say. That's what the CIA believes. 15,000. Think about that. 2,000 are Westerners. So when they say Westerners, you know, Canadians, people from the U.S., I mean, clearly there are a lot of misguided people if they're willing to do that. And the American efforts to combat what's going on online, they think are working, that it's keeping the, they're trying as much as they can to keep people who are disenfranchised, younger people, from joining the group. That the, you know, that there are younger people who maybe aren't joining because the messages get intercepted. I mean, that's one of the key things that they're doing. It's one of the key things that the State Department is trying to work on. They're reading the messages and hearing the messages, but they're trying to swing it out of reach before it's too late. And so that would be shocking, and this is why the FBI has pumped this out all over the place. It'd be shocking to find out that that was an American who was doing that on camera, clearly caring less as to what the repercussion would be whatsoever, and having no thought of the people who were being killed. It was a 55-minute video released by them that showed the jihadist leading the mass execution. And first they speak in Arabic, then in English. So they think, you know, there's a good chance this is an American who's helping to execute Syrians in this video. And they're trying desperately to get any information they can that somebody might recognize a mannerism, the way words are phrased, something that might tip the hand to lead you to whoever it is that's, you know, ultimately on this video, who the American is, who's doing that, who is it. And so far, not any great leads that we know of, but some leads are coming in. So that's probably a very smart move to reach out. You know how it is. Despite a mask, seeing the eyes, and clearly just knowing, seeing mannerisms or the way words are phrased, especially because it's such a long video, in that 55 minutes, there may be somebody who happens to see it who picks something up that they weren't expecting. Or maybe the idea was there would be an exposure to, hey, this is an American, and they don't care if he's identified, even with the cover-up with the mask and whatnot, that that's just fine. That's the idea, is to let you know, hey, we've got some of your people, and here they are, and this is what they're, you know, this is what they're doing, this is what they're willing to do. And in the meantime, while this is happening, where you have these street gangs that seem as though they're on steroids times 10 marching through streets in different cities, Syria has 4 unreported chemical weapon facilities. Remember, that was the whole thing that they haven't disclosed. I mean, tell me you're not shocked by this, but that was the whole idea, to let the United Nations know where they were, and that's not happening. So 3 of the sites are research and development places, and 1 is a production facility, they say. Syria disclosed the information during a meeting, these ongoing meetings they're having, with a group called the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And they said this is what, this is what we have that's still open. 4 chemical weapons that we didn't disclose. So now you think about this. In August, there was a crazy chlorine attack, or at least there were allegations about that. And they say that, you know, people are looking at Assad. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, tweeted, must keep pressure, this is afterwards, on regime so it doesn't hide chemical weapons capability. I mean, remember, this was just in August of last year that a U.N. spokesperson told reporters that a team of experts had actually gathered to go to Syria to investigate reports of the chemical weapons. So in September, you had the UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon releasing the inspector's report, saying that there was clear and convincing evidence that sarin, nerve gas, was developed for chemical warfare, and it was used in a Damascus attack. And then supposedly there was this resolution. Remember, there was this resolution that required Syria to eliminate its chemical weapons, period, all of them, the arsenal. And Assad promised to do that, promised to dismantle chemical weapons. So there were weapons that were dismantled. There were 600 metric tons of chemical weapons, in fact, from Syria, that you recall this over the summer, that were transferred to one of our ships for destruction. And it looked like this was it. They say this is the end of our stockpiles. We're done. Here you go. Thank you very much. But lo and behold, there apparently were a few more on the list. And I think because of the allegations of the chlorine attack, that's what opened the doors for, well, wait a second. We can't say for sure whether there are some undeclared weapons still lurking around somewhere, and it looks like we might have found them. So after the findings were detailed in a closed-door Security Council briefing, the diplomats, like I just told you, Samantha Power, they took to the Twittersphere. Isn't that crazy? As soon as we're in a meeting, a closed-door meeting, and we're hearing about all these revelations, right? And then we're just going to tweet it out, and that's exactly what happened. So they were talking about this, that witnesses saw the chlorine gas attacks, or what they thought was, because they were carried out by helicopters. And only the Syrian regime has those helicopters, so that's got to be Assad, right? It's got to be Assad doing that. So much for, oh, no worries, we're with you. I mean, come on, give me a break. Connect the dots, pretty easy. And, of course, here we are dealing with these Islamic militants in the middle of that in Syria. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rounding one of our final turns here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? One thing that we haven't blown open too much yet is the craziness of what's going on with Ebola in this country. And trust me, there are all variables that surround it, including the one that we've talked about a lot right from the very beginning. I mean, listen, we walked on the plank before people were walking on the plank, but it wasn't hard to see. To say, why are we not stopping the flights? I mean, that's not a threat to Africa. We have people on the ground. If we're getting people in to help, that's one thing. But to needlessly have people traipsing and getting on other flights is just stunningly stupid to me until it's under control. Why not take that variable out? Why even throw that into the mix? And I will tell you, if I were president, it's not about the politics, not about Democrat or Republican. In this particular sense, I would say no to the flights. I would go to the airlines, or I have my people go to the airlines and say, listen, we've got to stop these flights because it's to be safe. Why would we even risk it? Why do we want to risk that we're going to have to turn around and say, well, in Chicago and in Connecticut and in California and wherever, pick a place, just throw a dart at the map, somebody has Ebola because they were in West Africa for or passing through West Africa, or they ran into somebody that was healthy and then they had been around Ebola. And we know this. We know that there's no 100% to clamp down on it, except for why not have a travel ban? It's temporary. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter because you already have people on the ground. You're already helping them. I'm not saying you can't get people there and you're just saying, oh, leave them all there and just let the people die in West Africa. No. But why expose anybody else to this unnecessarily, especially when it tells you something when in Africa they're not taking the flights? Okay. So wait, we're in another part of Africa, like in Kenya, and we're not taking any of your flights from West Africa because we're worried about our population here. So why would I allow those runs to happen? Of course, it just makes too much sense. And then this whole idea of, well, why don't we just monitor? We know that the problem with the monitoring situation is, what if you're carrying it and then it doesn't come out until once you've already been in place wherever it is that you're going, like Thomas Duncan, which is exactly what happened to him. It's exactly what happened. And he was heavily exposed because the person that he was directly in contact with trying to help sadly died. So he's getting an experimental drug. He's in critical condition still at this point, but stable. So that means they're feeling a little more confident about what's going on with him. No guarantees, but he is getting an experimental drug. And there's all these different tentacles about how the waste was mishandled and, you know, the stories that we've talked about from the very beginning. But now there's more of a chorus that's singing pretty loudly about this ban on the planes. And don't you think, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Like I said, I don't even think it's political. You know, knock, 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 airlines. You know, hey, we did it in Israel for one bomb that was at the end of a runway. So makes no sense. Sally in Washington is back. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
How have you been?
I haven't talked to you for a long time, but I have something on my mind, and it has to do with Ebola and ISIS.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a Gold Star mother, but I'm also a Blue Star mother. That means I have another one serving in the military. I don't want to say too much because ISIS is targeting military families, but I want to talk about Ebola. When you go in the military, you are taught the ABCs. The ABCs are this. Airports is security. B is for borders, and C is for coastlines. Now, why is not the commander-in-chief protecting the airports, protecting the coastlines, and sealing up our borders? I don't get it. And I was told to lay low because I have a military family, and they are targeting us, and they're smarter. I don't know if you heard tonight about what happened in England, but there was a plot for people that had gone over there. They couldn't find them, and they were going to behead people on the streets of London. Have you heard that one yet tonight?
I have heard that, yes.
Okay, well, I had something happen. When my son died, my brother gave me, have you ever seen those chainsaw carvings that they do in wood? I had a 4-foot statue made in honor of my son and given to me on my birthday. And it was an eagle perch on top of the combat controller, and that's what my son did. He was special ops. He was the one that would, if he was alive, they would send boots on the ground because he carried two radios, and he gave the coordinates to the firepower above so that when you're doing airstrikes, you hit what you need to hit. Do you see what I'm saying? And so it had their symbol on there, and then on the bottom it had his name. I won't give it, but it said his name, Hero. And somebody came up on my porch. They didn't take anything else. On the other side of my door, I have another 4-foot carving, and it's of Smokey the Bear. They just took the one that said my son's name, Hero, with the eagle.
Oh.
And that freaked me out because, you know, they wanted the news media on me to get on the TV, and I didn't. That's when the thing came out, and I said I can't do it because if somebody's already come on my front porch, I said I don't own a gun, but I'm at the point where this scared me. When I saw that woman get beheaded, or heard about the woman in Oklahoma, the grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm a new grandmother too. She got beheaded. And they call it workplace violence. That pisses me off. Excuse my language, but it pisses me off because he stabbed her to death. So they call that's workplace violence. He lost his job. He came in. He was angry. He killed her, right? But then he did what? He beheaded her. And
yeah.
He praised Allah. He beheaded her and he praised Allah, and that is radicalized to me. So to me, he did workplace violence, and he was also an Islamic terrorist because he did that. And then he started stabbing another woman, and what happened? There was a guy who had a gun, and she put a bullet through him. And I'm at the point where I'm going to get a gun. The fact that somebody's already been to my front door on my porch, that scares me, Kate. And the fact that our president, I don't get it. He won't shut down the border, the southern border, where people can come over, you know, across that border. We've got all these children, but a lot of them are from 17 and older that are coming across, you know, they're teenagers.
That's, yeah.
And they have come, they've already put in, they've come from Somalia and the different places. So why? Well, because I don't get it. Why is he not closing the border? Because like I said from the beginning, in the military you're taught ABCs, airports, and like you were saying about Ebola, why are we bringing them here? We should go over there and deal with it, not bring it back here to the States. You see what I'm saying?
Sally, yeah, I so agree, and I am so sorry for what. Yeah, I am so sorry for what happened to you, Sally, with the statue. And of course, we always thank you for your son's ultimate sacrifice and another one serving too. And thank you for sharing that story. I can imagine that they wanted to do a television story on you, and rightfully, especially being worried about it, you backed away from that. Because who knows who's on the porch and who did that to you and who took away that statue. But they realized, whoever it was, they realized what it was. And that would scare me, too, frankly. And you're right, because one of the things that's being said, thank you, Sally, is that service families are being targeted. So they're telling everybody to be very, very careful as to what they're saying. And we started off this hour where Jack caught us from Australia, and they were talking about the young guys not wearing their uniforms for fear of reprisals, and not to alert them to that, not to trip them on to, okay, here's our, you know, we're wearing our uniforms, which is so crazy when you want people to serve. And it's a very, very sad, sad state of affairs, to be sure. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.